This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Hey, hey and ha ha, welcome to Catching Up, your weekly dose of, well, stupidity, we like to say. Keep yourself nice. Good evening, Dolly. Good evening, Brett.
Good evening there. How are we all this evening?
Indeed.
Well.
Yes, thanks for coming along. Nice to see you both. Brett, Jamie, nice to have you all here in the same room together. Isn't it lovely?
It is nice.
Can we just say, what a true professional. Dolly's got a pain in the guts and she still presses those buttons.
I'm always a pain in the guts, let's face it, darling. I'm living the dream.
It's very warm in the studio and you've got a lot of cow on.
It's actually a vinyl, sweetheart.
Oh, is it vinyl?
It's not cow, it's vinyl, darling. Yes, darling, yes.
You'd never wear a meat dress like that, Gaga, would you?
Lady Blah Blah.
Lady Blah Blah.
She wear a bit of meat on it, does she?
She had that meat dress, didn't she?
She doesn't have meat on her bones, though, does she?
No.
She was probably cold.
Nothing on her.
There's nothing of her, and that's why she has to wear the meat. Hey, now look, I want to ask everyone a question tonight.
Oh, jeez.
What song?
I'm not gay.
What song? What song makes you dance?
Ooh.
Are you asking us, darling, or are you asking people in
general?
I'm
asking anyone out there, anyone who's listening, obviously my lovely co-hosts in the studio, and we want to hear from you. Email us, what makes you dance? On air at joy.org.au, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949 or give us a call 1300 Joy 949.
So, what song makes you dance, Brady?
Yes. Oh, look, any sort of disco dance.
Disco.
But, anything Nile Rodgers, Chic.
Chic.
The Freak.
Oh, of course.
And Dance, Dance, Dance.
Roll Up the Rug. I wonder if Dolly's got a song.
Well,
for
I'm
us.
Just trying to go into the vault and I can't seem to find any
I think
of that.
She's still searching through her old 78.
I've got a bit of Motown, actually. I'm going to 1965 with a bit of Motown, a bit of Smokey Robinson a little bit later on.
Oh, lovely.
Casey and the Sunshine Band are going to get a look in for us because we all like the Casey. We all like a little bit of sunshine. I'm also going to go for a little bit of Peaches and Herb, and you'll never guess where that's from. Not Reunited, darling, but go with Priscilla.
Oh,
and you
shaking
might be shaking
our
something
thing.
Else. And our Aussie band, of course, Electric Empire, which is the Melbourne band, but first starting off is a little bit of Viola Willis.
Ooh.
Viola Wills, I believe.
This will make you dance.
Gonna get along without you now.
Oh.
You're on Joy 94.9. Dolly.
More visual gags.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. We're catching up with Viola Wills. We're going back to 1992. Going to get along without you now.
92?
She was a disco diva.
92 or 72?
Well, I had 92, darling.
Yeah, really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I think it is 72.
Oh, have I just turned you on or off? I've got you on.
That's all right, darling. I'm here
now. Sitting over there.
Oh, no.
Jamie, thanks for
flying
here.
I'm back.
This is the bless. Jamie's had to move.
92 I've had.
Oh, you're so funny.
92.
Yes.
So look.
And she was a disco diva. Just quickly, darling.
Yes, yes,
did you know she died when she was 69?
Oh,
that's anyway, up 69.
Number.
When you weigh up 69, you're still
not a bad way to go, though, is it?
The gays labelled her a disco diva. And did you know that she started off working as a session vocalist with Barry White? There we are. Little Viola Wills trivia for you, kids.
Can I say, we haven't played a bit of Barry White in ages.
He's slow, isn't he? Like, he's great and he's soothing.
Well, he's a bit dumb. He's just a bit dumb, that's all.
Hey, look.
Ally McBeal did him to death, didn't she?
Did that song make you dance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We sort of had a little bit of a shuffle.
We realised there was a fan in the corner and popped that on.
I know.
Because we were getting hot up the
front. Jamie and I can't do the hair dance.
It's the hormones. It's the hormones.
Yes. But we're asking everyone tonight, what song makes you dance?
Mm-hmm.
Please email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Jamie, I think there's actually a shout out already.
Oh, I can't make it out, though. What is it?
It's Jim from Elphington said the Propeller Heads with Dame Shirley with History Repeating.
Oh, of course.
Makes him dance.
That's a good little track.
Oh, no. And you know what, Jim?
Thank you.
We love a little bit of Shirley Bassey here at Catching Up.
We love a remix of Shirley
too. Oh, yes.
Maybe we should pop that in the vault for the next couple of shows, darling, hey?
Dame. Yes. The Dame. Dame Shirley.
Hey, guys, what have you been up to this week?
What have you been up to, Jamie?
Me, I had a very quick impromptu trip over to Perth. Didn't put it on my Facebook because I didn't want my family to know.
Oh, but, well, because
too
they're
late
from
now,
Perth.
It's on the radio. Yeah, but no one listens to my show, so that's fine.
But time anyway.
Down in that Eagle Bay. Mm-hmm. Which is about 2 hours south of Perth.
And it's very nice.
It's a beautiful bay where all the rich people have their holiday houses.
Yeah.
And I was very fortunate enough to go with a rich friend of mine who has a family holiday home there with a tennis court and 10 bedrooms.
Family
so
holiday
imagine.
Home with no family, hopefully.
Well, that's the good thing.
Yes,
so,
good, lovely. Just so the tennis court.
Just looking
did
at the tennis court.
Did you go tennis?
No,
day?
But we did do a bit of yoga on Saturday morning.
Wow.
And the best
what's
thing
that,
about
what's
this
that, darling, on a Saturday morning?
Oh, it's like Chinese stretching. Sort of.
What
oh, because they're
morning.
All fit, arty types, my friends.
Ah,
you know.
Pretentious.
I know.
Dickheads.
Wankers.
I'm not allowed to swear, am I?
Well, I just did.
I was going to say, I might get an invite down to Eagle Bay, but Dolly clearly isn't.
Come on down, Brett. Look, the best thing about this place, which is a stunning house on the beach, but they've got one of those wood-fired pizza ovens. Ooh. Now, I learned, it might take you 2 hours.
A bit of 80s, aren't they, darling?
Oh, no, they're good. Yeah. Might take you 2 hours to get it up to temperature, but once it's at temperature, we're talking 500 degrees.
Oh, right.
You can cook a lamb roast, some roast veggies, and some Yorkshire puddings in less than
half
an hour.
A little bit dark, darling, too. Did you pop yourself in there for a bit?
I got a tan from the...
Because you like your aura bronze and your tannings.
Fanta.
Fanta.
That glow of Fanta.
Well, I wouldn't have said Fanta. You've got colour, which is always... I mean, you've always
Fanta.
Got colour. You've always got colour.
What about you guys? What have you been up to?
You colour up my life. You really do.
Something that I used to enjoy doing, and because you know I love going out for a lunch or a dinner.
Well, you like eating, let's face it.
I do like eating.
Yes.
We caught up with an old friend and we went to Yum Cha, and I haven't been to Yum Cha in ages, and geez... I love Yum Cha.
It's got yum in the word, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily yummy, though, is it?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Lots of prawn things, doughy things.
Yeah.
We had these beautiful little short ribs things.
Ooh.
But to end, now, you know, normally you end with a beautiful little custard tart.
Yes, or a bird's nest fern type.
Oh, fine. I'm
dessert.
Sorry. I don't want to be racist, but I don't think the Asians can do sweets.
Well, you know what?
That is racist.
That is quite racist.
I put on my Pauline Hanson voice for that. Did you like it?
Yes, that's just Jolly's opinion, everyone.
Yeah, look, you know, the jellies and the
Can I say the custard? Mm. There was a little... So they had the little custard tarts, but then... They had the custard swan.
Oh,
and what a custard...
Yeah, you posted that on your bookie thing, didn't you?
What a custard swan is, it's like a mini profiterole that they cut in half, pipe the lovely egg custard in, right?
Oh.
But then with the other half of the profiterole, they turn it into swan wings and a swan head.
You had me at swan.
I know. Can
a
I say?
A swan wing
marvelous.
And a swan head, and you ate that.
And I'd like to...
Good on you,
I'd
darling.
Like to refute
it's
your
good
comment
you'll shove
before.
Shove anything in your gob. That's
will,
lovely.
Actually.
Well, I find the French are better. That's all I'm saying.
The French
am I being racist by saying that?
What about the Belgianese? They're very good at desserts.
I think they're called Flemish, darling.
No, are they?
Yeah, they're either French or Flemish.
Well, what would you be? Can someone please let us know? 0427JOY949139.
Someone please not.
Belgianists? What are they called?
I thought they were just the Flemish or the
French.
Aren't
the Flemish like the
Finnish? Anyway, how about you guys talk about this another time?
Have we got some songs?
We've got some important announcements to make.
Good. We're paying bills. We're paying bills.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up. On Joy 94.9, and that was the fantastic Casey and the Sunshine Band, Keeping It Coming Love from 1977. You would have just been a wee nipper then, Dolster.
Oh, 777.
You would have been a tiny little thing, wouldn't you?
I was. I was in my ABBA. One
your ABBA
truly
phase.
In my little ABBA phase.
ABBA arrival?
Hey, isn't Anna going to do, just quickly, is she going to do a solo or
she's
something?
She's got something
going
in the works.
Does anyone know about that?
And isn't it interesting
an
that,
album out,
that
I believe.
Eurovision this year is being held in Sweden, and I can't help
is
but
it?
Think, given
is
that
it?
ABBA won the 1974...
Do you think she might make a bit of an entrance?
I think she's going to make a bit of an entrance. No, she won't sing.
No.
But she might be giving the winner.
She might give face or something.
The winner takes it all. Do you?
The crowd will go.
Is she
going to
do a little
mental.
Solo number though?
I think I've seen. This is unconfirmed.
Right. Yes.
Allegedly, that she's got some new music out and that she's feeling
really?
Much more like she could do some other things, aka possibly reunite with ABBA.
Can
possibly
I say
reuniting?
She's very difficult.
But you wouldn't want her to reunite now.
Well,
I mean,
like,
20 years
she's been
ago,
offered a huge
yes,
amount of money to do it
now.
Before and has never said yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like living on that island and spending all that money.
What island, darling?
She owns an island in Sweden.
She owned one, darling.
She bought one.
And not, we're not talking Greenland here.
So
we're talking
the managers didn't rip them off at all. They all did well.
A lot of those islands in Sweden, you can actually purchase, or they're owned by families for generations.
It's my dream to own an island.
Oh, one of them. Is it a big island?
Oh, it's substantial. It's like an estate.
Two rocks and a boat.
In my day,
a jetty.
In my day, when I used to work for a resort, I worked in the Maldives.
Oh, you didn't.
Or the Maldives.
We've never spoken about this before.
And I worked on a little island there.
Maldivia, I believe, isn't it?
And it's probably actually gone under now because they're all submerging.
Oh, no,
it's
still there.
Warming.
I flew over them last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, still there.
Do you know they have just one island that's just the rubbish island? Isn't that lovely?
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
This is probably the recycle island now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, recycling, you know, inverted commas. Isn't that all? It's just a dumping island. But I did, and anyway, the Maldivian island I was on took 5 minutes to walk around. So she might possibly have an island as big as that, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's like the size of Tasmania. Or
Australia.
New Zealand. No.
I would also like to send out a quick correction from earlier in the show when we thought that the Belgianese people were called Belgianese. We're actually just...
What are they called,
Jamie? What are they called, Jamie?
Belgians.
Belgians.
Thank you for that.
It's remarkably simple.
You're good on the trivia.
We just didn't have it at that time to come up with. But it was coming through the processes of my brain.
Everything's coming through, isn't it?
Coming up roses. And we are asking a question tonight. What song makes you dance? Mm. Email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 joy949. I've said that any old Chic song, but I haven't heard from Dolly and Jamie. Dolly, what song makes your dance?
Well, I always love a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire September.
Oh, yes.
There's just something about the opening of that that I just love.
Yes.
And of course, Viola Willis, which is why I played her on.
Look, the hustle will always get me up and groove.
Yeah, we know that, don't we? The hustle gets you going. Yeah.
Do you know the other song that is always guaranteed to make me dance?
About Happy Dunning, Edward Starr. Oh.
Absolutely. Mm. The Johnson Brothers, Stomp.
Stomp, yes.
Stomp.
Yes.
Now, at a nightclub on Commercial Road.
Yes, here we go.
On a Sunday night, a few years ago,
yes.
They used to finish up their Sunday night. And this is, let's face it, Sunday night around 3 a.m.
You never want it to end.
No. It's time to either go home or...
Mondays are coming.
And they used to... You knew that it was time when they put Stomp on. It was like, you better get out and dance because you'll be stomping out of here.
I always thought it was when the lights came on and you saw how ugly your trade really was.
Yes, exactly. You never want to
Do you know
be
what?
At the end when the lights are on.
As a friend of mine always used to say, Brett, I never went to bed with an ugly man, but I sure as hell woke up with a few.
In the last song, To Clear a Room, it's very, very important. I wouldn't have thought Stomp would have cleared a room.
But it was time to go, you've got to dance because it's your last chance.
Well, I always think about clearing the room when it the functions I go to because I want to get home, you see.
Yes.
So Hit the Road, Jack.
That's a good one.
Pop on.
It's pretty blunt, isn't it?
Well,
but they're not the smartest people.
No, they generally sing along and get a bit carried away with it and then, you know.
Now, you know I'm old school.
Old school. We're all old school.
It would have to be. Oh, we are.
Yes.
It would have to be Donna Summer, Last Dance.
Oh, yes.
To know.
It's a good one for the end of the night.
And then you could actually, if you've got that extra like 10 minutes, then you could mix it in.
Mm. Oh, no, but all of Dolly's songs are 10 minutes anyway, so she's already got that covered.
You tend to pull a stitch though with that one because it goes the dance break in the last dance goes for about 4 minutes.
No,
or so,
but that's when
it?
You can mix it in with the MacArthur Park Suite, and you know how it goes, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and then you put that in.
Is that when you have a
little
rest,
bit of dance, little, and then everyone's a bit. By the end of it, they're like, "Nah."
This of course doesn't
dance.
Work if you're at Dolly's house because once the dancing stops, the karaoke starts.
Yes.
So there's always something else to move on to.
There's always something else. Do you guys pass the plate?
Do you guys have a karaoke song?
I've got a karaoke machine. You mean your favourite
hit? Just the one.
Oh, gosh, I've got a repertoire of karaoke songs, Dolly. What would you say? I think Easy on a Sunday Morning is probably my number one hit.
Yes, it's a little bit obscure, which I like.
But you didn't have
darling?
It, did you?
No, on your machine?
I had to settle for something else.
3,500 karaoke songs, and funnily, I don't have that one.
No. It was a bit odd.
Unfortunately. What did you sing instead, though?
I did something from Les Miserables, slow movie ones, don't you?
Yeah.
I can, you know, I'm very versatile.
Doesn't necessarily like the disco
like
songs, do you? Carpenters you're into.
Oh,
what?
I do like the
Top
Carpenters.
Of the World.
Oh.
How about you, Dolly?
Looking down on creation. Which I am at the moment, looking at you two. Mm. Looking down on creation.
Oh,
did you like that?
It's a bit like the first day, isn't it? The first day in a new job.
Not sure who anyone is.
Look. Dolly, do you have a favourite?
Do I have a favourite?
Yeah, karaoke song.
No, darling, because, you know, I do host karaoke nights and have done for many, many years. And
are you over it?
You tend to find they're all pretty slaughtered after
Does
a while.
Does anyone ever choose, like, the birdie song? Like, you know,
what is the birdie song? That's a dance song, darling.
Yeah, but you could karaoke.
Why would you want to go no?
I don't know. Maybe if you're not very good at karaoke, just pick a nice song.
That's a dance song.
Gangnam Style or something, isn't it, darling?
It was a little birdie, wasn't it?
What's your favourite karaoke song, darling?
Well, it's funny because you've got it
because
actually...
Because you're Mr. Corporate, so no doubt you've got all these karaoke... If I have to go
to another bloody seminar...
Living on a bloody prayer.
You're simply the bear. And
that's the end song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Team building. Give me
or
a
Or the
break.
Other one, this time I'm playing to win.
That's quite nice.
And then they do the lights.
We are the champions.
We are the champions.
It's probably all things in C and D.
But a song that you've actually
chosen
tonight that Andrew and I used to do at SingStar.
Oh, is this our little segue into it?
This is Ashford and Simpson.
Yeah.
With Solid.
Oh, do you want us to play that now? Is that
the
segue?
Well, that was the whole segue.
Oh, was it? Okay. I'll pop it on.
One of my favourite ever songs.
Sounds a bit whammy from here.
Early 80s, and it was set in Central Park.
It's a film clip.
It's a good karaoke song, and it's a good song. Thanks, Brett. You're on Joy 94.9.
Keep informed and entertained with joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is Tuesday night. It is Catching Up with Dolly, Brett and Jamie, your favourite hour of radio. Don't go anywhere. We're asking you a question tonight. What song makes you dance? Give us an SMS on 0427JOY and 949. Give us a call on 1300JOY 949. Or you can send an email on air at joy.org.au or press contact on the application.
I know, that wonderful little Joy app that everyone, because it's for Android and for iPhone.
It's everywhere, Dolly.
I know.
It's everywhere.
Hey, we've got two shout-outs. First one is sent from an unknown number saying Boogie Wonderland, and that's a pretty awesome...
Oh, yeah,
that number
classic
looks very familiar to me, though.
Who's
does it? I don't
know.
Well
I think done, we get that
though.
A lot.
They've got good taste.
We do.
They've got good taste, they whoever have. They are. That is a fantastic song.
And Maggie, we haven't heard from my mother in ages.
How was she?
And well, she said, hi, all.
Oh,
hi, Maggie.
Her.
I dare anyone not to get up and dance when Chubby Checkersins do the twist.
Oh.
Gotta move your butt. Love, Maggie.
You gotta do a little bit of a twist, haven't you?
I know, twist again.
I'd like to see Maggie twist. I'd like to meet Maggie first.
I'm not sure if... I think Maggie can still twist. She hasn't got it. She's still got her original hips.
Good day.
She's all right. She's still going.
Stop it.
People can still twist on a hip replacement, though.
Absolutely.
I know.
Probably twist better than before.
Actually, say my mother is going to be well. Actually, I won't say her age, but can I say she's doing very well for her age?
Good.
Yeah, she's very active. She looks fantastic. Good on you, Mum.
Now we wanted to bang on about a whole few lot of things.
Even though you've got artificial hips that don't twist.
No, she doesn't have artificial hips.
I used to do the twist again, but not anymore.
Until I popped a knee.
Do you think Lottie and Dottie ever did the twist? We haven't heard about those girls.
They're always twisting. They play a lot of
twister
too.
What type of not
well, they've
twister.
Got the special lesbian boob
naked twister.
Boob twister.
Yeah, just says grab the closest breast on the left. Grab the, you know, grab the pinkish nipple on the right. It's along those lines.
Oh,
it's, been,
okay.
It's been a big seller.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Boob twister. Check it out next time you're in the adult shops.
Yeah, thanks for that. I will. Yeah, because I go there all the time.
I want to ask you guys a couple of things. But
Dolly's
looking like she's ready to do something.
Oh, no, I'm ready for you.
I'm wondering now.
Let's go. You take control.
Look, as a community and a gay radio station, I'm sure you've heard a lot of people banging on about gay marriage. And I'm just wondering.
Gay what?
Gay marriage, sweetheart.
Gay what?
Gay marriage.
Gay marriage.
Now, you know, I know we're all for it because we love equality and all that. And just for a little bit of fun, we're just wondering, you know, are you into it, Brett? Would you marry if you could?
I would marry Andrew if I could.
If you could?
Yeah.
We won't go into the details of how that would be because it would involve a bomb Alaska and probably a souffle and that would get a bit technical.
Do you know what? I think, and that's one thing that we have a bit of a joke about eventually when they do finally, because it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
I think it will.
Mr. Abbott won't, but that's another probably a discussion point for another.
There today.
We'll have to move over to Anna's Island to get away when he comes into power.
Agnetta. Now, I always get the two confused, by the way. I'm wondering,
like, until we get this cleared up, until we get the gay marriage thing sorted and squared away, I mean, what, you're never going to be able to marry your best friend? I mean, what about ice cream cake? What if you want to marry an ice cream cake? You know, until we get this squared away, we're not going to be able to move on to the real fun stuff.
Yeah, of course, that's right.
Like marrying your shih tzu. You know,
you're only married to your shih tzu.
Well, not legally, only in the Netherlands, sweetheart, and that's not enough for me.
But anyway, you know what? If they can have a Mardi Gras in Elliot, which I'm going to talk a little bit about later, in the Northern Territory, then they can bloody well have a gay marriage. It's as simple as that. All right. Now, what else next?
Was it actually a gay Mardi Gras, or was it just a couple of people with some sequins on a back?
Gay Mardi Gras, darling.
Gay Mardi Gras. They're not all gay.
Yes. No, you don't have to be gay.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the whole point of it.
Do you think the straights are trying to take over our fun?
I think I think the straights are trying to infiltrate the groovy suburbs like they always do.
The groovy suburbs is
where all the lesbians go originally for cheap housing. Make them all groovy and put a bit of colour in there, and then all the straights want to take over.
That's what they're doing with the marriage thing. I always thought it was the artists and the students first.
Yeah, groovy people.
And then the gays.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then the people with money.
When the gays come, the property values go up.
Yeah.
That's true. Not all the time. Let's generalise.
We like to generalise.
We do it so well.
We do.
Are you going to talk about that little community?
No, you're going to talk about something else.
Oh, I was going to say, now, if you were given
you two with the talking stick tonight,
celebrity booty pass. If your partner or loved one says you get one pass because someone famous obviously wants to be with you, who would it be?
You get into a nightclub if you've got a big butt?
A booty pass. Like, darling, you get one free pass to sleep with, say, Renee Zellweger or someone like
what?
That.
What? Sex. What did you say that
She's
for?
Gone straight
Why
over
are you
her
looking
head.
At me
I know booty.
That?
I understand, Jamie. You're not speaking Russian. She's
Dolly
speaking
is
Italian.
Dolly is asexual, folks.
A celebrity sex.
So you get to screw one celebrity and your partner says it's okay. Which celebrity would you choose?
Oh, God.
Male or female?
Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
Oh,
Lang,
the name game.
So easy. We could have picked that.
Yeah.
What about you, Brett?
She's so sexy.
Oh, you guys are probably going to but I love him. Daniel McPherson.
Oh, he's had a guy in the old...
it's on
the
bill. Not the first time, because people do get funny about Daniel McPherson. They either love him or they react like that.
I don't know him. That's why I was just going with Jamie on that reaction.
I like Danny McPherson.
I think he'd have dandruff. I can just tell.
I don't care. I'd wash his hair. I'd wash that man right out of his hair. I wouldn't lick it off.
What were you doing last?
Remember the Selsun Blue ads?
I'm going to wash that dandruff
out of my hair.
Hey, Brett, what did you do Saturday night? I licked dandruff off someone's head. It was a top night out.
But
so
it was Daniel's.
Who is it for you? Come on.
It was Daniel's head.
I'm not sure I could stop at one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Gosh, I'd probably go through a few of the Bonds. Who's
Bonds?
The other lovely person? Ryan Gosling, I'd probably have a booty pass with him.
Do you
him.
Not think he's a bit nerdy looking? I think he's a bit
don't mind
nerdy
a nerd
looking.
Look, though.
I don't even know what it looks like. So.
Nerds can be sexy.
Is it a man with a pulse?
Man with a pulse.
Man
with a pulse, yeah. With a chance. Mm. That's what I say.
No, I would say
give
you're a little bit.
A
no,
chance.
You're a little bit.
No,
you're a little bit more.
Bit classy.
You're a bit more.
No name calling. Thanks, you two.
No, I'm not.
No.
Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, there's probably quite a few celebrities. Do you know, there's that lovely American
man. Anyone that's going to buy you a drink, let's face
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're well, in. You know, I still think we should have got those T-shirts made up.
What T-shirts?
Tell me now before I blow $50 on drinks.
I'm a sure thing. T-shirts. Keep chatting. Yeah, that'd be a good T-shirt.
Or just, yes, I will.
Can you drop me off in the morning's always a good one.
Can I get cab fare or a lift home?
Oh, dear.
Any other questions?
I was going to say, if you were stranded on an island and only had one type of fruit tree on the island, what would you choose? You could only choose one.
One kind of fruit tree on the island?
Fruit.
Yes. Maybe we'll cross to Brett because your eyes look like you're thinking too hard.
Well, I just thought that's a boring question, so I might play a song.
Would it be bananas, coconut, mango?
I'd be terribly practical, you know that. What? And I'd choose something like an orange.
Because of the vitamin C and...
Well, because I like oranges.
Double as a tennis ball as well.
Well, you could show that, darling. But I just thought because of also to avoid scurvy.
I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true with the scurvy and the vitamin C, is it?
No, it's true. That's why they would give on...
all the salted meat and things on boats.
Well, because there wasn't enough fruit and vegetables, but something to do with the citrus... stop scurvy.
Oh, dear me.
And scurvy's not a nice
disease. It's not nice.
No.
It's a bit like the plague.
You know, on that particular island or whatever, while you're having your cabbage, yes. I'd actually have the Australian Melbourne band Electric Empire sing.
What a seamless segue.
Did you like that?
Yeah, loved it.
You're on Joy 94.9. I'm Dolly, Brett and Jamie. Now shut up.
Joy.
Joy. 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly, Jamie and Brett on Joy 94.9. And this evening we've been asking, what song makes you dance? Email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Bless Auntie Moira has actually sent us a message via our Facebook page, Catching Up on Joy.
Ooh.
What song makes me dance? One More Time by Daft Punk. Lost in Music by Sister Sledge. Can I say hands down for
quite
that one?
We played that on our show, Lost in Music.
And the new Daft Punk track, Get Lucky.
A little cross beside that one. I haven't heard that track. Have you heard that one, darling?
No, it's very disco, actually.
I wouldn't know if I had heard it, though.
Daft Punk are disco, aren't they?
I might have heard it and I might not know.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't like me with
names. So we've had a bit of Boogie Wonderland.
Yes.
And... we've had good old Maggie's Chubby Checker.
Oh, Chubby Checker.
And the Twist.
Oh, yes.
Let's Twist Again.
Yes.
Mm. And
we've had a bit of Daft Punk now.
Dame Shirley. Yes. Yes.
Gosh, she's a legend, isn't she?
Mm. Now, you were talking before, Dolly, about the gay pride.
Oh, yes, the gay thing. Little. What was that, darling? The Queens of the Outback, wasn't it, darling? Well, I saw it on the television last night.
Yes.
It was on the news.
On the box.
On the box, sweetheart. And I don't normally listen
to... You don't normally touch boxes at all.
No, I don't like to touch them with the barge poles, sweetheart. Awful things. They just drain you dry. But Eleanor Hall, now she's a little reporter for the ABC. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, so it was all on the news.
Yes.
So apparently in Elliot, which is... in the Northern Territory. I've never been to the town. 350 people. Bit of a dust bowl.
Middle of nowhere.
Yes. Yeah. Remote is the word, I think. The word du jour, remote. They're having their very own Mardi Gras this weekend.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, lovely.
And the footage of it was all the little Aboriginal boys running around and then you'd see the drag queen, well, coming out without the wig on and they all go, you know, and run the other direction.
Oh,
but, you know, they only have one float.
Oh, well, that's enough.
Which is just the local tow truck, apparently.
Gets watered down some years, so I don't think it's a bad thing having one truck.
Yes, and footage we saw was there was actually no spectators, but there was just everyone on the back of the tow
truck.
And
this has been running for quite a while.
This is their ninth year, apparently.
Oh, bless. Do you remember?
A couple of people have actually, you know, gone 2,000 kilometres from Melbourne or whatever to go. Like, it's the worst
getting
out.
It's on the circuit.
I like how you said a couple of people, because you know it would have only ever been.
Because we did Mardi Gras, and then we did Chill Out, and then we did Elliot.
Shelley McDonald, you know, she's one of the organisers. She said, you know, well, we were just all getting pissed, and, you know, and just talking, and just thought it'd be a good idea. Good on Shelley. Well, Shelley should get in the town, because apparently the town never talked to each other. The left hand never talked to the right hand.
She sounds like the salt of the earth, doesn't she?
Yes, so she's getting everyone together. Gay or straight, doesn't matter there. You can be whoever you bloody want to be.
Just a dress up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun to get everyone together.
Well, you have to admire.
And the night kicks on, apparently.
A small country town who just, in the middle of bloody talk about the arse end of the world.
Remote, darling, is the word. Remote.
And they got together and
still
they just
had a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to a Pride march in Perth. I can't remember. I'm not sure if I went with you, Jamie. We might have gone as a group.
That year I was on a float as Dame Shirley Bassey, actually.
No!
Yes, I was Dame Shirley Bassey 3 years running, sweetheart. It's a long time ago.
Was that
ago.
In the 90s?
Would have been like 94,
I remember,
95,
I remember
93.
One year. And I loved the concept. Mm. And what it was one of the gay clubs in Perth, one of two.
Oh, gee, narrow that down.
Yes, I know. And what they did was, representing the rainbow flag, was they had each drag queen in a different colour.
Oh, that's classic,
and they
isn't
were
it?
Beautiful. In these wonderful, like, the cages, but the cages were like 17th century Marie Antoinette.
Mm. Oh.
Like,
really
so they
caged.
Were all made up, but then they were sitting, so it looked like it was their dress.
Yes.
And it all had, like,
ribbons down there.
Gee, that just brought a flood of memory back for me, and I'm a bit scared.
And I remember them just... And these beautiful dancing boys were helping them because they would have just been right down. Now, for those of you who don't know Perth, William Street, when you head down from Northbridge into the city...
It's a bit of a hill.
It's a bit of a hill before you go on the Horseshoe Bridge. Mm. So there were a few drag queens just floating by.
Running loose.
But I always remember that, and I thought, God, that's a really clever... concept. You couldn't do it here in Melbourne because you'd get stuck in the tram tracks on Sandroy Street.
Yes. That drag queen's caught in the tram track. Over. Get
over.
Her out.
Over.
Girl down.
I was watching a little
heel gone.
Documentary yesterday on pole dancing because it's becoming quite a sport now.
Well, could you please tell us that?
Well, I'm just very quickly wondering. Oh. Just very quickly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is pole dancing the new art form or new form of dance, or is it just slappers up a pole?
Slappers up a pole.
That's what I thought.
Talking about slappers on a pole, perfect.
Dedicated because this is from Priscilla speaking of Queen's Desert. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
We're on Catching Up for perhaps the last time that we're all three of us will be together.
Maybe.
Dolly. Maybe.
Well, it is a bit
dumped
sad.
By Dolly.
Dolly has got. For those of you who don't know, Dolly's a DJ.
Did you get flowers? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, shit. We forgot the flowers, Fred.
We both had a... Yes.
Look, no one knows what the future holds, folks, but we've had a wonderful year here as a threesome, and now we're looking at getting more of an orgy going on. We're not sure. But
hence why I'm not invited.
So Dolly, for those of you who don't know, Dolly is a DJ and she's got a professional gig every Tuesday night.
She says
now.
Professional.
She says, well, it's a paid gig.
Yes.
It's a paid gig. So Jamie and I will be... hosting the show, just a twosome until the end of June.
We'll have some guests, though, I think, Brett, won't we? We'll have people in. And you never know, Dolly may actually pop in, she may call, or she could just send us awful chain letters.
Absolutely.
I could SMS or something, couldn't I?
Absolutely. Now, talking of guests, next week I have got the fabulous Hickey and the fabulous Brett Sweeting on the show because
doing
it's
a Eurovision special.
Doing
on
a Eurovision,
next week,
catching up on Eurovision next week, so
it's
please tune in. Dolly,
I'm going to go. It's been a long road, lovey. It's been a long road.
What's going to play us out tonight, Doll?
Hey, before we go anywhere, let's just say a very big thank you to everyone here at Joy for looking after us this year.
Oh, haven't they won? They've given us our own show.
Really stuck it up us, haven't they? A couple of times. It's been really beautiful. Hey, listen, Arvy and Dean are coming up next on Sci-Fi and Scream, which is a beautiful thing to stick around for. Don't miss it. What else?
And I'm going to ask, laughing. I'm going to, Dolly, what is playing us out, my love?
Bit of Smokey Robinson.
Oh.
Tracks of my tears, because the tears are going.
I'm gone.
Considering that we're not going to be here for a while.
Hey, you never know.
Anyway, we'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening.
Maggie. Love your work.
We'll see you next week. Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Mindless entertainment, funky music, and a tad silly, catching up Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.